Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. And this says Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We made it halfway. It's always nice to think that it's half over. And this was a short week because of Labor Day weekend. So it makes it even better. It is 77 degrees and pretty cloudy here in upstate New York. AccuWeather actually says that we have a thunderstorm coming within the hour. So we never get the rain yesterday, nothing more than a passing sprinkle. But it looks like we have that storm that passed through the Midwest over the last few days heading this way. So that should be enjoyable. Hopefully I don't get zapped with headphones on. So where did we leave off yesterday? We titled the show Magnetic Field Human Body Communication, Cloned Meat and the FDA, and yeah, we talked about some pretty crazy stuff. I'm going to save the magnetic field human body communication for another full show because I dug into some stuff yesterday that really made me raise an eyebrow. But we're going to continue on the not only cloned meat, and there's some pretty disturbing information I dug up, but also a little bit of GMO, Tom Vilsack, what's the other guy's name? Vilsack and, it already, my computer's bouncing around here. Tom Vilsack and Michael Taylor, that was his name. And some of the things that have happened since they've been in office, it's just pretty amazing that the general populace, even though some of the stuff came out in the news, how quickly it was either forgotten or there was some other debacle going on at the time, so you didn't pay attention. I mean, I don't understand how all of this occurred and nobody is screaming about the lack of safety that is happening. So anyway, yesterday we dug into cloned meat and we discovered that the FDA had begun discussions back in 2001 with meat producers in regards to putting cloned meat into the marketplace. Pretty much the FDA had decided on a gentleman's agreement that the farmers would agree not to release food into the food chain that was cloned. But, you know, if they wanted to play around with it at their own location, they could. Back then in 2008, apparently, the FDA decided that after some studies, and those studies, we still don't know who paid for those studies, but I did find a video clip that gives a little more information that made it quite a bit more interesting as to where those studies came from. The studies that, quote unquote, proved that cloned food was safe to go into the food chain. But still at that point, the FDA had said, well, yes, it's clear from here and any point forward for cloned food to go into the food chain, but don't worry about it because there are no labels because it's exactly the same. A cow is a cow, a pig is a pig, and if it's been cloned, it's just a new form of in vitro type fertilization. And nothing has changed. Now, if anyone has paid any attention to cloning in the past, if you remember Dolly the sheep, I had said yesterday that it was in the UK somewhere, maybe England, but it was Scotland. I looked her up. Dolly didn't fare too well. And you've seen, I was looking at some experiments with lambs and things, and sheep still are not approved in any way. Sheep are the ones that aren't, but sheep definitely showed some major issues in videos that I was watching, really like we're having trouble getting up off the ground. I mean, how frightening! Do you want to be eating that stuff? Because I know I don't, even though the FDA said, well, it's not the cloned animals that you're going to be eating up front. The cloned animals are going to be the ones that we reproduce from because they will be cloned for proper aspects such as less fat. I was reading a story this morning about at Texas A&M University, they have this entire cattle farm in northern Texas up in the panhandle that they're doing all this experimentation with cloning right now. And They are breeding beef so they have like the best ribeye ever, you know, nice and marbled. And then that big piece of fat along the back, most people get rid of. So they are cloning cattle that will have a smaller piece of fat across the back, let's say. Those aren't going to be like the core animal that is bred to have those traits will not be the food animal. That'll be the breeding animal per the FDA. And that then any progeny off of that original animal will be the ones that'll be used for food. So it'll be second generation. Will be, if they do it for dairy as well, because they mentioned that yesterday, will be the ones that are used for milk. And it, what's disturbing to me is that nobody knows for sure, including the FDA and the USDA, as to whether or not we have currently cloned food in the marketplace. So that's kind of where we left off yesterday. And I know that was a mouthful. So where I want to get to today, I made a mention of this yesterday, and we also did a show where we dug into this quite a bit. And this is getting rid of the country of origin labeling. That was kind of a big deal for me, along with the Monsanto Dark Act, that they call it, to get rid of any laws right now that apply to GMO labeling, right? They don't want us to know where a food comes from. And that one article that we read right at the beginning of the show yesterday about the EU now having discussions, 28 nations, about cloned food. That was kind of how we got onto this. And in that document, they had mentioned exactly what we had said. These new international trade agreements that are all being negotiated in secret, and go back to the Before the First Cup archives and look up international trade agreements or TPP, TTIP, and look at what's in the notes for that show, because we documented it all. Basically, what these international trade agreements are going to do is to allow the corporations to sue the country or sue the state or sue the, you know, economic association. It will allow the corporations to have the upper hand if they feel that they are getting the short end of the stick for selling their products in your country. And where we've seen this before was the World Trade Organization. Who would have thunk it? I didn't know until I started to dig into it. But apparently there was a lawsuit between Canada and Mexico and the United States stating that because we were labeling the meat coming into this country, and there was a law on that, country of origin labeling law, because we were labeling the meat coming into this country, that it was unfairly designating their meat as foreign meat. And because of that fact, their sales weren't what they should have been. And under the World Trade Organization, they were suing the United States for lost revenue. Yes, they were. Canada and Mexico. So check this out. I found an interesting correlation of a few events here. We have in May of 2015, May 18, 2015, there was an update on this entire story that was going on out of Reuters. Update 4, the U.S. loses meat labeling case, trade war looms. What? We lost meat labeling case? Yes, the World Trade Organization says that U.S. meat labeling is illegal. Now, people, we had a law on our books that was about labeling the country of origin and meat. And Canada, Mexico, and we'll get into this, Canada, Mexico sued us because we were unfairly showing that the meat in the meat case was foreign, and they thought then that consumers would probably shy away from that. So they're suing us for lost revenues. The World Trade Organization steps in, and trust me, don't think that the TPP and the TTIP aren't going to be any worse than this. And like I said, the fact that they, we talked about that, but the fact that they even mention it in this EU cloning edict that they're working on now, that the TTIP was going to backdoor any laws that they already had on the books, and don't think that they won't, because they absolutely will. But then we see that even the World Trade Organization has pull to make us flip our laws. So wait, let me get into this. The World Trade Organization says U.S. meat labeling is illegal. Canada and Mexico seek permission for trade retaliation. These are some bullet points. U.S. lawmakers split over scrapping meat labeling rules. All right, so now the story. Canada and Mexico are readying trade sanctions against the United States after they won a meat labeling dispute on Monday, and this was the week of May 18, 2015, increasing pressure on U.S. Congress to scrap the laws. Now, when we read the story about the labeling laws being scrapped, they did not mention this at all. They basically said that they decided that, nah, there was no reason for it because, you know what, we trust Canada and Mexico and we don't really need to pay attention to the meat they're sending to us. But anyway, let me get back to this. The World Trade Organization upheld a complaint by Canada and Mexico about U.S. laws requiring retailers to label meat with the country where the animal was born. All right, I think we're back. Wow, that was weird. It dumped my call and wouldn't let me back in. All right, let's get back over the target. So, yes, the Chinese chicken was going on here as well, where the FDA rubber stamped it to allow chickens to be sent to China, slaughtered, integrated into food. And they said any time from now here on out, it could be Chinese processed chicken and put into the food supply. So interesting that it has been ruled that labeling countries is not legal. I mean, how disgusting is that? Don't you want to know whether or not something came from, oh, I don't know, Japan? And I'll tell you, there was another lawsuit that had actually been through the World Trade Organization again that had been from Japan suing countries such as South Korea, because they wouldn't accept the radioactive Fukushima rice and fish and other things. So, you know, how damaging is this to any of us who care about where food comes from and what's in it? So anyway, let me get back to the story. Anyway, World Trade Organization upheld a complaint by Canada and Mexico about U.S. laws requiring retailers to label meat with the country where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered, saying that they discriminated against imported livestock. Republicans, who have a majority in Congress, have signaled that they may act to repeal the law as early as this week, but consumer groups and many Democrats say that they provide essential information for shoppers. And of course they do. Who doesn't want to know where their food comes from? Like, on what planet are these legislators thinking that people don't care? But wait, where was the uproar? I didn't see any. Did you? I mean, I don't even remember even the food freedom groups making a big stink about this until after the fact. And maybe it was because, look, at there was a ruling and within a week they're talking about already repealing the law. It was kind of like the SAFE Act in New York, where they did it under the cover of darkness without even giving any public input into the law that they flipped very quickly. Anyway, back to the story. Canadian beef and pork industries say that the rules add expenses and have cut livestock exports, driving some farmers out of business and costing them more than $1 billion a year. Quote, our governments will seek authorization from the World Trade Organization to take retaliatory measures against U.S. exports, the Mexican and Canadian ministers for trade and agriculture said in a joint statement. Canada has published a hit list of potential U.S. targets. What? Yes, including wine, chocolate, ketchup and cereal. Mexico has not done so, but estimates damages similar to Canada's. The Republican chairman of the House of Representatives Committee on Agriculture, Michael Conway, calls for swift action. It is more important now than ever, he says, to act quickly to avoid a protracted war with our two largest trade partners, he says. So, of course, it all comes down to money, not about your health and safety. It all comes down to cash. But the committee, and I mean, don't think that the international trade agreements aren't going to be this on steroids, because they absolutely will be. It is more important now than ever, he says, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But the committee's top Democrat, Colin Peterson, said that he would oppose efforts to repeal the laws and said that there were still steps to follow at the World Trade Organization before rushing into a decision. Well, at least give him a star on the middle of his forehead for having like one iota of common sense. Uncertainty about the U.S. reaction helped pressure Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle and lean hog futures lower. And Allendale Inc. chief strategist Richard Nelson said that any material impact depended on the U.S. response, but rescinded the legislation could increase the Canadian hog imports. So again, it all comes down to the money. Unless Congress acts now, Canada, Mexico will put tariffs on dozens of U.S. products, says the National Pork Producers Council. That's a death sentence for U.S. jobs and exports. So again, money is worth more than your safety. And if you remember as well, we had done a show or many shows on the FDA before. One of the things we had looked at is how foreign countries, since there are such a lack of funding for the FDA and we don't have enough inspectors to be inspecting all the shipments that come in, they were going to put the onus of safety onto the country of origin for inspections when it came to this country. So this is just, I mean, again, like I said yesterday, I think we need to fire the FDA. All right. Anyway, let's get back to this. Consumer group Public Citizen pointed to a 2014 survey showing 9 in 10 Americans supported the rules. But RCAF USA, a small but vocal lobby group for U.S. cattle producers, said Congress should stand firm and not surrender U.S. sovereignty. And that is absolutely what they did. Today's World Trade Organization ruling effectively orders the U.S. government to stop providing consumer basic information about where their food comes from. Ding, 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 says the Public Citizens Global Trade Watch director Lori Wallach, adding that it showed the danger of free trade deals, ding, ding, undermining consumer safeguards. And again, like I said, the future is going to be this on steroids. U.S. Trade Representative Chief Counsel Tim Reif said that the office was considering all options and would continue to consult with members of Congress and the public. Now, this is unbelievable. It is really unbelievable. Now, let's take a look at how long it took them to repeal the law. Oh, so that was May 18th. Top news here on Food Safety News, June 11th, 2015, less than a month from the time when that ruling came through. House votes to repeal country of origin labeling for meat. The House of Representatives has voted to repeal country of origin labeling, more affectionately known as COOL, for beef, pork, and what? Yes, Chinese chicken. Texas Republican Representative Michael Conway's Country of Origin Labeling Amendment Act of 2015, and how interesting, he was mentioned in the other article, passed late Wednesday night by a vote of 300 to 131. That's unbelievable. They sold us out. And I bet they're all invested in the meat industry, in international trade, and remember, part of the international trade was all kinds of pharmaceuticals, and of course a lot of the pharmaceuticals and the research that's going on is with livestock, and it's just such a big fucking ugly orgy of disgust. We should be very upset about this. Conway introduced the bill on May 18th. It was the day that the ruling happened, guys. The very day of Reuters' story. The same day, it says, that the World Trade Organization rejected a U.S. appeal of decision that COOL unfairly discriminates against meat imports and gives the advantage to domestic meat products. 2 days later, the House Agriculture Committee passed the bill by 38-6. COOL, which went into effect for meat in 2013, required that packaging indicate the country or countries where animals were born, raised, and slaughtered. Supporters of the repeal don't want the U.S. subjected to the $3.6 billion in potential retaliatory tariffs sought by Canada and Mexico. And they also argue that the rule has already burdened the poor meat industry. Boo-hoo-hoo. You know, I mean, for everything you have to say bad about the EU and Europe and all the things going on there, the one thing that they seem to be doing that they aren't doing in any way, shape, or form here is at least watching the food supply. Okay, they have no clones allowed. They have no GMOs allowed. And ours just bent over and opened the back door and said, come on in. It's money. It's that big money orgy. Anyway, wait till you hear this shit. So, all right, supporters of the repeal don't want the U.S. subjected to the $3.6 billion in potential retaliatory tariffs sought by Canada and Mexico. They also argue that the rule has already burdened the U.S. meat industry. Yes, because those pesky labels, those origin labels, just like GMO, oh my God, they're too expensive. And then get this lame excuse, quote, the program has not worked, and it is time we put this failed experiment behind us once and for all, says Conway during the floor debate. What do you mean it hasn't worked? I saw label country of origin labels on meat, and it looked fine to me. It didn't make the package look ugly or anything. And if I wanted to eat Canadian beef because I heard the Canadian beef was great, then I'd be like, hey, look, there's a premium price on that Canadian beef because that is some Canadian prime rib. I mean, if it were good, they'd want to label it, correct? Yes, correct. Anyway, back to the story. Quote, mandatory food labeling is not about food safety, Beshnik says. No matter where our food comes from, regulations remain in place to ensure safety and traceability, regardless of origin. So guess what? You don't need to know where it comes from, because regardless of where it comes from, we are tasked with keeping you safe, even though we don't have any funding. Even though we're going to let those countries do their own investigation. Even though we trust Chinese chickens. Come on. This is just so bizarrely like upside down world. And people are just allowing this to happen. It's like I'm going to tell you right now, and people who've listened for a while know this. I am a big stickler about my food. I have been a picky eater since I was a kid. That's why this stuff is like absolute red button, soylent green in our future alert. Boop, boop, boop. I mean, this is where it is leading us to. Agenda 21, Codex Alimentarius, 3D printed nutraceutical foods, genetically modified animals and RNAi switch flipping and clones. This is all leading bug protein. Because this is gone, this is the next step forward. Fukushima food. You don't need to know. All right. Anyway, I'm going to calm down. But consumers want COOL, said several members opposed to the repeal, including Representative Jim McGovern out of Massachusetts. And after referencing a survey conducted by the Consumer Federation of America, finding that 90% of Americans favored requiring a label with the country of origin on meat, he said that the response to the last World Trade Organization ruling was, quote, we don't really care what the American people want. We're just going to cave, unquote. I think that this is the wrong way to proceed, McGovern added. House Democrats who spoke on the floor in support of the bill included, let's see, Georgia, California, Texas, and Oregon, who said that COOL may have been well-intended, but we've lost four times at the World Trade Organization. Let's repeal it and let's move on, unquote. So Georgia, California, Texas, and Oregon sent us down the river. Let's see here. Representative Rosa DeLorto out of Connecticut, who spoke for 7 minutes, said that despite comments from Obama that, quote, no trade agreement is going to force us to change our laws, unquote. Oh, we'll leave it to Obama, right? You can keep your own doctors. How many times did he say that one? And it ended up being false. The bill to repeal COOL shows that, quote, trade agreements have a direct effect on our sovereignty, unquote. And that's the big deal we should be concerned about, is moving under international law so we lose all of our personalized freedoms without even having a say. Says DeLauro said that the same is possible of the Trade Promotion Authority, the TPA, which is also, that was the fast track for the TPP. The TPA legislation to, quote, fast track trade deals. And she warned her colleagues to beware of the road you go down today. Well, we know that the TPA passed. TPP is still in production. Let's see, where do we go from here? So now, let's take a step into the past. Here, wait, I got to see if I can bring myself back into the, back into the fold. I need to add myself because I have a clippy for all of you. I'm going to do a flashback to 2008. Hopefully this works. I have not tried this machine in a while for playing videos. All right. 2008, this came out. Associated Press. Let's see if it plays. Oh, commercial first. 5, 4, come on, let's go, baby. 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
This.
Wait a minute. That's not. It jumped to like the next video. Hold on. Here we go.
After years of detailed study and analysis, the Food and Drug Administration has concluded that meat and milk from clones of cattle and are as safe.
Hold on. Now this is ridiculous. They're moving like they're in slow-mo all of a sudden. I'm going to back this up. Oh, this sucks. Hold on. I am not giving up on this. Let's do one other thing. I'm going to disconnect here. I did have the other computer queued up in case this one gave me problems. So hold the phone, because I'm just going to pop this to the other machine. And let's see whether or not we can reconnect, which we should be able to. There we go. And then find the video link. Here we go. I need you guys to hear this. So this is going to really get me aggravated. If it doesn't play, here comes.
Want to create the
with a commercial. La 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 la. Here we go.
After years of detailed study and analysis, the Food and Drug Administration has concluded that meat and milk from clones of cattle, swine, and goats, and the offspring of clones from any species traditionally consumed as food, are as safe to eat as food from conventionally bred animals.
We understand that, members of the public may have strong opinions about animal cloning for agricultural purposes. FDA's mandate is to make scientific, science-based decisions based on data, and the American public counts on that. We take our commitment to ensure food safety very seriously and will not stop our review of animal cloning with the release of these documents. In fact, we will continue to monitor this technology, and if we see anything that causes us to have concerns about the safety of the food from these animals, we will take the appropriate action.
No, hold on a second. Hold on, let's step a seco. Here's what I can't even get over. Is so in 2008, they approved the safety based upon their studies, and we'll hear a little bit more in a few minutes, of clone food going into the food chain. They left it, and we discovered this yesterday, they left it up to the food manufacturers as to whether or not they would be utilizing cloned products, cloned animal products in their food. But we'll find out here in a moment, there is no labeling that's required because, like I said, a cow is a cow, a goat is a goat, and a pig is a pig. But what's really disturbing is, yeah, we'll let it into the food supply, but we'll continue to monitor. And the way he says it, we'll let you know if there's any problems. What's that? Like our proverbial hand growing out of the back of your head. So 20 years from now, when we find out that something went wrong, then we'll tell you. Wait, I want to hear him say that one more stinking time. And remember, too, this isn't just meat. This includes milk as well. All right, let me connect again. Here, let's hear him again.
To monitor this technology, and if we see anything that causes us to have concerns about the safety of the food from these animals, we will take the appropriate action.
Yeah.
We further recognize and respect that although some people may accept the science, they may not feel comfortable with our decision. Finally, we regard with regard to the animals themselves and animal care, I'm proud to say that the FDA has taken a leadership role in developing a set of animal care standards for clones that are designed to provide clone producers with the information needed to help them minimize the potential for adverse outcomes in these animals.
Oh, my God. Yes, we have guidelines, and that's something that we're probably going to look at tomorrow or the day after, the guidelines for clone producers. Oh. All right, so let's get to the story. This was January 16th of 2008, ABC News. FDA approves clone meat for consumption. Yes, they did. So 2008 was 5 and 2. That's already 7 years ago that they approved this for no labeling, too. Says it could be years. Yes, it could be. Or maybe not. Maybe it's tomorrow. It could be years before meat from cloned animals hits store shelves now that the Food and Drug Administration has given producers permission to sell it. But the milk from cloned offspring could hit the market sooner. The milk and meat for cattle, swine, and goat clones are as safe to eat as the food we eat every day, says Randall Lutter of the FDA. Currently, only a few hundred clones exist, but they'll likely be used just for breeding. Some genetically modified food already is available in American groceries. In fact, the food industry says that if a product has corn or soybean in it, it is probably genetically modified. Quote, we would not be using those ingredients unless the authorities had evaluated them and determined them to be safe, says Mark Nelson of the Grocery Manufacturers Association. Ding, ding. Yes, the GMOs that now I just saw California's EPA has ruled that they're going to label glyphosate as a carcinogen. Yes, those same GMOs. But hey, they ruled them as safe. But we'll find out why here very shortly. Other countries have moved more slowly and been more cautious in giving the green light to cloned food. In Europe, yes, in Europe, where a more activist consumer culture exists, maybe we should all move to Europe. Recent reports said it, quote, is very unlikely, unquote, that there is any difference in the safety of cloned or genetically modified products and natural products. So they're like throwing the EU under the bus. But EU remains divided about food that contains genetically modified plants and grains, while the United States genetically modified food is so common that most people don't even realize they are eating it. Yes, that's what it says. And remember, this was already 7 years ago. We discovered, I believe it was in 1993, the Flavor Saver GMO tomato was put on the market and nobody knew it either. You know, and then we take a look at all of these autoimmune diseases that have gone through the roof, autism, the Western glyphosate cytochrome P450 enzyme diseases that are going on, and we wonder why. We wonder why. But no, don't worry about it. It's all safe. And we're tasked with your safety. And I bet these guys at the FDA make a good penny at the taxpayer expense. In the United States, determining which foods have been genetically modified can be difficult. Because why? Because in 2008, they don't have to be labeled as such. And you know what? In 2015, with the DARC Act, they don't have to be either. It is voluntary, just like letting the world know whether or not you're using clone products and, oh, what your country of origin is. Yes. And you won't, because there's been a ruling that it was illegal to put the country of origin. This is just how are people just going that this is okay? Yeah, this is okay. I trust them all. Anyway, in the United States, determining which foods have been genetically modified can be difficult because they don't have to be labeled as such. The FDA also doesn't plan to require the labels for cloned animal products. Critics worry that the cloned and genetically modified foods still may be unsafe for consumption, and it's a really huge uncontrolled experiment on the American people. Ding, 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 ding. This is in ABC News, by the way. But those tinfoil hat wearing lunatics, no, it's not a big uncontrolled experiment on the American people. Says Andrew Kimbrell of the Center for Food Safety. They also worry about secondary health effects of eating cloned meat, such as a circumstance in which clones develop health problems later on and need more antibiotics and drugs. Quote, we think that there are consequent effects the FDA has not yet looked at, you think, that could impact human health, says Joseph Mendelson of the Center for Food Safety. And I would absolutely agree with that. What the FDA may do in the future is allow producers of regular meats and milks to put a label on their products saying that they are not from cloned animals. Well, I would say any farm out there that's smart would already be doing that. Meanwhile, the government has asked food producers to honor a voluntary moratorium on selling cloned meat animal products while, and listen to this, to honor a voluntary moratorium on selling cloned meat animal products while marketing plans are worked out. Yes, how to spin it as a nutraceutical as better for the dumb consumer with the 8-second attention span so they'll eat it without complaining. Shoppers who want to avoid genetically modified food should search for labels that say 100% organic, because by law, those cannot contain biotech ingredients. And that is true to an extent. There were a few revisions to that where it was a percentage of pure products, and it was pretty close, 98 or 99%. But I did, when I was doing my research this morning, ran across a couple articles. They were definitely older, where it was still up in the air because the FDA said that cloned products were exactly the same as non-cloned products as to whether or not they were going to allow them into organic. Now, any organic farmer who is smart and really in it for being an organic farmer or an organic grocery store is not going to allow any type of bioengineered product, regardless of whether or not it's cloned or GMO. But I don't know where that ended up, so that might be something for future research. Okay, so now let's hit this next video. Let me see if I can pull this up again.
warnings from Congress.
Hold on. Again, this is out of 2008. It's a CNN clip from January 5th titled Cloned Meat on the Market with a question mark.
Warnings from Congress and consumer groups. The agency that's supposed to protect your food supply may soon clear the way for meat and milk from cloned animals to make it to your table, some say without testing it enough.
The concern is that the FDA might rush approval and not do the studies that Congress is asking them to do.
A Senate source tells CNN the Food and Drug Administration is just days away from declaring meat and milk from cloned animals safe.
The FDA wouldn't comment on that on or off camera with us, but did say it is finalizing its own risk assessment. More than a year ago, a draft of that assessment concluded those products are safe.
And that's the one that we read about yesterday in the FDA FAQs. We did that toward the end of the show, and one of the questions was, how did your final study, risk assessment study, differ from the draft risk assessment study? And they said, you know, did it differ much? And they said, well, not really. So they started out and didn't really give any details.
What are the health risks?
We don't actually know.
There you go. Yep, we don't actually know. And that did come out as well in the FAQs, because pretty much the FDA said, well, you know, to be able to do a proper risk assessment, we would only be able to feed the test organisms, and in this case, it would probably be some sort of mouse or rat, meat from cloned animals and milk from cloned animals. And by doing that, it would cause poor health in that animal without giving them vegetables or whatever else you had to give them for proper nutrients. And because you were introducing other things besides cloned meat and cloned milk, you could never really be sure what the culprit would be for causing the illness or the negative effects. And in which case, we're just going to assume that they are safe because there's no real way to do the testing. Pretty much saying we didn't test it.
But we know the studies that the FDA has relied on so far can't tell you that. I suspect that it'll probably taste quite similar. But
now, one of the questions also that we asked yesterday was when they said that they had these studies in hand, and I believe there were three of them, that proved that it was safe. I asked, where did that money come from to fund the study, or who funded it? Well, this guy actually gives us a little niblet of information coming up here.
But that doesn't mean that there are no changes in the milk and that there are no changes in the meat that we need to be worried about.
In a December 2006 press release, the FDA says their assessment that those meat and dairy products would be safe was peer-reviewed by a group of independent scientific experts.
Now, what have we found out about the FDA and some of their studies? Yes, the peer-reviewed, well, a lot of them were all total, utter bullshit. And the people were paid and they weren't uninvolved in the situation. But no, let's just try. And this was in 2008. So this is before any of that evidence that the FDA studies were bullshit. But okay, so here, let's just put our disbelief aside and let's hear what they have to say.
There's only three peer-reviewed studies. The so-called peer review that the FDA did of its own risk assessment, two of the three people own patents on different parts of cloning process.
Ding, da da ding, 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 da ding, ding. So they reviewed their own process, and two of the reviewers were financially incented by owning patents on the process itself. Come on. Is it really that dirty? Yes, it is really that dirty.
No comment from the FDA to that.
No comment.
For cloning companies, says the FDA's done years of very credible testing.
Oh, okay. Tests
the nutrition of food from cloned animals.
It gives producers more control over the type of animals that are bred, so that theoretically some producers could have a better tasting, a better quality steak with less fat. So in that sense, it could be more healthful.
And that dude, he was from the Biotechnology Association. So, yes, I'm sure that he's all about how good the studies are.
But consumer groups have another big complaint, that the FDA won't require labeling of meat and milk from clones, so we'll never know if what we're buying is from those animals or not. The FDA wouldn't respond to that. But the spokesman for the cloning industry says, because cloned animal products will be so similar to those from naturally bred animals, we won't need labels.
There you go, puny human brains. We won't need labels because they're almost identical, so don't you worry about it because we're tasked with keeping you safe. All right, before we run out of time, here, open your mind to cloned food. This is a story out of Bloomberg's Business Week. Open your mind to cloned foods. Hold on, let me kill the open connection here. There we go. Meat and dairy products from cloned animals mean better quality food at lower cost to consumers. Pro or con? Let's debate. Pro. Guaranteeing fabulous food. The 27% drop in beef consumption over the last three decades has cattle ranchers looking for a remedy. One of the biggest problems, consumers don't trust the steaks available in the supermarkets. They feel reluctant to buy unless they know for sure that the sirloin in their cart will taste hearty and full-flavored yet tender. Is that why? So consumers need guarantees that their steak's going to taste good, but because they don't, they're not going to buy? I mean, that didn't make any sense at all. But hey, those poor beef processors were losing money because everyone was going to chicken to be healthier. But hey, let's enter cloning. So enter cloning. Instead of simply breeding more cattle and hoping that greater numbers will yield better beef, farmers can now choose to reproduce cows guaranteed to produce the highest quality steaks. Well, how, you ask? At the slaughterhouse where the determination of grade is decided, workers can harvest genetic material from prime steaks, the highest grade, which currently account for just 2% of all beef. And with those cells, the ranch can then clone steers just like the one that churned out winning steaks, ditto with milk cows. The livestock operation owned by U.S. farming giant J.R. Simplot. Hey, aren't those where the potato just came from? I think it is. That's the GMO Simplot potato people. Check it out. Oh, Simplot needs to be banned. Yes, the livestock operation owned by U.S. farming giant J.R. Simplot has already put these theories to the test. In addition to cloning animals that provide the best milk or meat, it has used the same technology to reproduce those with unusual desirable traits. For example, Simplot has found one of the steers was gaining weight at a rate of 8 pounds a day, eating the same feed that caused the other steers to put on just 3.5 pounds a day. Today, 7 clones of that steer exists. So, with the evidence in, it's pretty much all good, right? Well, not so fast. Despite the FDA's report deeming the beef and milk from cloned animals safe for human consumption, some consumers feel, and here we go with the propaganda shit, quote unquote, some consumers feel, quote unquote, funny about the idea of eating something, quote unquote, unnatural. Oh, those tinfoil hat wearing lunatics. Time for a reality check. Scientific advances always sound a bit scary at first. Imagine the first farmer contemplating the use of a milk machine instead of his hands. The truth is, the U.S.'s pioneering science technology has made it a superpower and given the world everything from the polio vaccine to the iPod and now to cloned farm animals. Trust the FDA and don't try to stop progress. What? Guys, this is what my ultimate battle, if I had to put anything on this show, is about. The technological science take over religion to believe everything we tell you and don't question because you don't understand with your puny little human brains. Bullshit, I say. Bullshit. Bullshit. All right, let's go to the con. Remember, this is out of Bloomberg, too. Con. Don't risk our health and humanity. Hey, this is our side. At best, cloned food is an unsettlingly weird prospect for diners, and at worst, the product of a new science that may expose humans to unsuspected health risks. barely 10 years old, cloning remains too young to win the public's trust, especially when its byproduct appears on their children's dinner plates. Ding, ding! That's why, despite the December 28th FDA report deeming dairy and meat products from cloned animals safe for consumption, they should be clearly labeled to reveal their provenance so consumers can steer clear if they choose. Calling such products, quote unquote, repugnant, Senator Barbara Mikulski, Democrat, Maryland, has introduced the Cloned Food Labeling Act. I don't remember ever hearing of that one, whatever happened to it, which would ban such products from entering the organic food stream. See, I told you there was question as to whether or not they were going to let it into organic. So you know what? I'm going to copy this. Somebody want to look this up? This will be definitely for tomorrow. Cloned Food Labeling Act. Did that ever happen? And is cloned food prevented from being in the organic food stream? Also, Representative Rosa DeLauro out of Connecticut has taken an identical bill to the House. In a similar spirit, such progressive-minded food sellers such as Whole Foods, Wild Oats, Ben & Jerry's, and Organic Valley have announced that they will reject any products from cloned sources, and rightly so. As the Pew Initiative on Food and Biotechnology has found that 66% of Americans feel uncomfortable with animal cloning. And why shouldn't they? People smoked cigarettes for decades before the Surgeon General determined that they were harmful to health. Exactly. And again, it was all about the money. We also were told that DDT was safe. We were told that thalidomide was safe, which I don't even know what that is. And we were also told that Vioxx was safe. Other non-health related qualms enter the picture too, as people wonder if this qualifies as a decent and natural way for animals to reproduce. A 2005 Gallup poll found that 61% of Americans believe it is morally wrong to clone sentient beings. I mean, guys, I am not a religious freak, but I'm going to tell you what, between the aborted fetal cells that are in vaccines, the RNAi switch flipping, cloning, and all this other shit, this is unnatural. Okay, this is lunatics making themselves gods and creating life in their own image. And I, like I said, I'm not a religious lunatic, but that's where I draw the moral and the ethical line. This is against everything that we know and love. It is the takeover and the destruction of biological life and Mother Earth. We should all be against this. This is not natural. You know what? You want to go live in some Agenda 21, 21st century vision of the future and eat Soylent Green and get your newfangled vaccines as a big, you know, 20-year test? Go for it. Why don't you go build yourself a little island out in the middle of the ocean, grow all your own genetically modified food, and let me know how it all works out. But I want no part of this. Anyway, back to the story. The procedure certainly has proven itself no boon to the animal themselves. A birth defect known as large offspring syndrome has manifested itself in cloned calves. Oh, how interesting is that? And I think that was something that I saw in one of those sheep. It couldn't even get up and its head was too big. It looked like a mongoloid animal. It means difficult labor for mother cows as well, and the calves have trouble breathing in their first few weeks of life. But no, you know what? That won't affect the organisms eating that defective DNA. Don't worry about it. We said that it was safe, and remember, we had three peer-reviewed studies by our own people, two of which you own patents on the technology. So it must be safe. All right, this ends. Let's keep the cloning in science fiction novels and conventionally engineered food products in our refrigerators. So there you go. Where do we end this? I have much more I want to do. The USDA also says they do not know if you are eating cloned meat. It may come as a surprise, but you may be consuming cloned meat on a regular basis. This is from 2012. Anthony Gucciardi, In fact, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, head of the USDA, good old Tommy Vilsack, says that he has no idea whether or not cloned meat has been sold inside of the United States or even how much. But instead of investigating or setting up parameters, the USDA asserts that it is safe in their review, so there's no cause for alarm. Don't worry about it. It is currently forbidden by the agency itself for any producer to distribute or sell cloned meat, but hey, the FDA approved it, so why worry? The news came back in August of 2010 when U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack went on record saying that he doesn't know whether or not cloned meat is being put on the dinner table nationwide. This announcement came after the United Kingdom's Food Standards Agency told consumers that meat from descendants of cloned animals had already entered the food supply. Whoops, he shouldn't have said that. Now you got people freaking out. They didn't know. Of course, the agency made the statements a year after the clone products leaked into the food chain. And still, just like the USDA, the UK's FSA stated that they believe clone meat poses no risk, so citizens should not panic. And remember, in that thing that we read yesterday about clone meat and the EU, that was one of the things they're going to ban first generation clone meat, but they're going to let through the progeny of the clones, which is what they said already leaked. They say that the clone meat has, quote, no substantial difference, unquote, to the traditional meat and therefore is safe. And just like I said yesterday, those statements echo those of Monsanto, who gets the good old rubber stamp, and their genetically modified creations have been linked from everything from mortgage damage to toxicity-induced cell death. But hey, according to our food regulatory agencies, a potato is a potato, an apple is an apple, and a carrot is a carrot. All right, guys, well, guess what? We managed to rail through another hour, and I still got four more stories to go to finish this up. Make sure you stick around because it is Wednesday. So Ms. Lonnie Clark is up next with the Age of Fission. And then, and live at 6 p.m. Eastern, Anti-Tyranny News with Josh. The Boys from New York at 8. Truth or Talk 9/11 special at 9. And Anti-Media Radio with Nick Burnaby at 11. All right, guys, have an awesome Wednesday. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.